It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Howdy, folks. It's another special edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, a Christmas edition. I'm going to play some more Christmas music, so get out the milk and cookies, warm up by the fire, and prime your smile. I am Jason Kirkman, and this is the Jason Kirkman Show. So I hope you're ready. Let's get started with all of the Christmas fun right now.
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, boom, boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry, tonight.
That was Eartha Kitt with Santa Baby. Did you know that in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, all of the gifts total 364? You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Here's Mr. Brooke Benton with your All I Want for Christmas.
I want my arms around you for Christmas. I need no presents under the tree. You're all I want, my darling. and that will be the world to me. I want to share your kisses for Christmas. The rest is on me, tinsel and show. You're all I want, my darling. At candle glow and mistletoe, as far as I'm concerned, Santa doesn't have to load his sleigh. He can mark my other gifts returned or give them all away. I only want your loving for Christmas. No other kind of present will do. You're all I want, my darling. Please want me too. Please want me too. Please want me too. As I want you.
According to the Guinness World Records, the tallest Christmas tree ever cut was a 221-foot Douglas fir that was displayed in 1950 at the Northgate Shopping Center in Seattle, Washington. Did you know that Christmas trees have been sold in the United States since 1850?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
The first person to decorate a Christmas tree was reportedly the Protestant reformer Martin Luther, and according to legend, he was so moved by the beauty of the stars shining between the branches of a fir tree that he brought home an evergreen tree and decorated it with candles to share the image with his children. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Sometime back, I was fortunate enough to interview one of Elvis's three stepbrothers, Billy Stanley. Billy was kind enough to share with me his memories of Elvis at Christmas time.
Hello?
Hello, Billy?
Yeah.
This is Jason Kirkman. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, I want to first of all come right off the bat. Is this a bad time or is this an okay time for you?
It's perfect. I'm sitting here in traffic on Interstate 40.
Are you in Memphis?
I guess somebody's had a wreck. So.
Oh, my. Are you in Memphis?
Nope. I'm on the interstate heading toward Memphis.
Headed toward Memphis. Okay. Well, We'll try not to keep you too long, but I want to say right off the bat, I'm so thankful and grateful for you to take the time to be with us today.
Oh, no problem.
So,
my pleasure.
Billy, the first thing I'd like to ask you, who is Billy Stanley? How would you define yourself?
A lucky man.
A lucky man. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you care to expand on that?
Well, growing up with Elvis and learning a lot about life and life lessons from him, I consider myself a very lucky person.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knew him as the entertainer, but I never really saw that, even though I knew he was an entertainer. I saw movies and concerts and stuff like that. I knew the man. So that's, to me, is where the lucky part comes in.
Right, right, because you were his brother.
Stepbrother, yeah.
Stepbrother, yeah. And what age did you first, how old were you when you first met Elvis?
7 years old.
7 years old.
Yep, the day that we moved into Graceland, we got there at night and took us downstairs where Elvis was shooting pool. He walked over and said, "Daddy, what we got here?" And he said, "These are your new brothers." And he picked all three of us up, me, Rick, and David, and Daddy always one little brother. Now I got three.
Wow, that's great. Showing you love and affection right off the, right from the start.
Hey, exactly. Well, that, he had a store opened up that night, and when we woke up, he woke us up the next morning all excited and said, come on. And we started to get dressed and everything. He said, "You don't have time for that." And he just kind of grabbed us, and we went out in the backyard, and there was three of every kind of toy you can think of.
Wow. Pretty impressionable for a seven-year-old child. Wow.
Exactly.
So I need to ask you, you told a story the other day on Facebook, and that's how I got a hold of you. You told a story about something that Elvis did that's very special, and you remember this. Would you care to share that story with my listeners?
Okay, there was two of them now. Which one is it you're talking about? The Christmas caroling or the...
Well, I was going to get to the Christmas caroling, but the other one, I think that shows the true character of Elvis' compassion and love for his fellow man. Would you share that one first?
Okay, you have to give me a hint here because
I
posted three stories this week.
Okay, sure. It's the one where the, I believe the family was burned out of their house.
Oh, okay, yeah. We were sitting around the house one afternoon. It was about a week before Christmas. And Elvis had found out, one of the guys came in and said that this lady that he had met a couple times, but, I mean, wasn't really a friend or anything, that she had lost her house because of a fire, and they didn't have anything. So Elvis had one of the guys go get them an apartment, paid 6 months' rent for them, furnished the apartment, got clothes and toys and a Christmas tree for everybody. And when the lady was taken to the apartment, she asked who did this. And the guy that took her to the apartment was under strict orders. If she asked, just say Santa did it. And that was it.
Wow.
Elvis did that for her.
That's great. That not only shows his love and his compassion, but his humility as well.
Exactly. I mean, Elvis was not one, he couldn't really watch the news or any time of the year because he would see something and he would try to do something to help.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how sensitive he was to other people's needs.
That's fantastic. Again, yeah. Something else that was done by somebody who, I mean, that act alone had to have made a big impression on you as well.
Well, everything he did, I mean, as far as acts like this, I mean, there was one time him and I were just riding around Memphis in his car, and he saw a homeless man, so he made a U-turn. Before we got to the man, he said, "Billy, give me all the money in my wallet." Now, his wallet was so thick, you couldn't even bend it, so there was probably around $5,000 to $7,000 in there. And so we pulled up, and Elvis rolls down the window and starts talking to the gentleman, and the gentleman's going, "Oh, Mr. Presley," and he started talking about all the movies and all the records that he used to own and stuff like that. And Elvis handed him the money, and the gentleman was so gracious. He said, "No, sir, I can't take this. I'm just a little bit down on my luck right now." And Elvis said, "Well," he said, "I know that, and things are about to turn around and get better for you." He said, "But this is my way of repaying you for watching all those movies and listening to all those records."
Wow.
And before we pulled off, the gentleman said, "God bless you, Mr. Presley." And Elvis looked at the gentleman and said, "Sir, he already has."
Wow, that's fantastic. That's just... The stories that continue to come out even decades later, just goes to prove that he's still making a big impression on everybody's lives with these acts of kindness. That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Billy.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you, what was Elvis's favorite Christmas activity? Was there anything that he particularly just had to do on Christmas or around that Christmas?
Well, it was fun. It's tinsel that you hang on from the trees and stuff.
Right.
You know, it makes it look like icicles.
Yeah.
Well, see, Priscilla liked to put on one strand at a time, where he liked to take a handful and just throw it on the tree.
That's great. Boys will be boys.
So there was always discussion every year about how to correctly place it on there. And really the best way is just throw it on there. It looks more natural that way.
Yeah, I agree. That's the way. Matter of fact, that's the way me and my boy did it earlier today.
There you go.
So, now you mentioned Elvis going caroling. Did he really go caroling?
Yeah, well, we would sometimes get in cars and sometimes ride motorcycles. Now, the media caught hold of that and started calling us, when we was riding motorcycles, Elves Angels, because we would ride around and stop at various houses. He didn't know any of the people we stopped at. We would just stop, and we'd walk up to the front door and start singing, and they would open the front door, and they would see Elvis standing there singing, leading the choir, singing Christmas carols.
I can only imagine.
And, well, some people even tried to tip him.
That's
and
great.
He just said, no, thank you, no, thank you. And one particular time, there was a little girl in a wheelchair, and here again, he had one of the guys get some money and gave it to the family, and they tried to refuse, but they Elvis would never take no for an answer.
Yeah, you don't say no to Elvis.
Pardon me?
I said, yeah, I can imagine you didn't say no to Elvis.
Well, most people didn't, but, yeah. They took the money, and he picked the little girl up, you know, out of the wheelchair, and she said, thank you, Mr. Presley, and he said, sweetie, you can call me Elvis. He said, if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know.
Hmm.
She said, I will. And he gave her a hug and a kiss, and then when he turned around, he had tears in his eyes. I get a little choked up just thinking about it.
Oh, I can imagine.
He said, Billy, this is what Christmas is all about, caring for your fellow man.
That's fantastic. When Elvis went caroling, or even if he didn't, just any song, was there a favorite song, a favorite Christmas song that Elvis liked?
Not really. Most of the songs were just pretty much We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Silent Night. Of course, he's leading the choir, so it made everybody else sound good.
You're right. Yeah. What, do you have a favorite Elvis Christmas song?
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a great song. Sure is. You know, it's good to hear that. I live in New Mexico. I'm away from my family this Christmas, and I've already played that a couple of times today myself. Because it does stir those heartstrings and make you think about your family. And even if you can't be home for Christmas, you're always there in spirit. So I can certainly understand that.
Yeah.
What was...
He always tried to be at Graceland during Christmas. So.
Yeah.
That was home.
That's great. What's the most memorable Christmas Elvis ever gave to you, Billy?
Wow.
Probably so many of them, right?
That's really tough because Elvis tried to make every day like Christmas. I mean, he was the only person I ever met that really believed he could make every day like Christmas. I guess probably the first Christmas there at Graceland was probably the most memorable one for me because he took my brothers and I shopping with him. And we watched him pick out gifts for everybody, and then he said, okay, boys, now it's time to get your presents. So we walked over to the toy department, and we'd take a toy, and we'd run to him and say, can we have this one? And he'd go, yeah, now go pick you out another one. Because we weren't used to that. I mean, you know, that was our first Christmas there, and, I mean, we were just beginning to learn who Elvis really was. And we just thought he was just this real neat guy that love to give presents to everybody.
Sure.
And but he would always find something special. I found out later on that he would go back to the store and find something for my brothers and I and pretty much everybody else, because he'd always take you to pick out pretty much what they want, but then he'd always go back himself and pick something special out for everybody.
That's great. That's great. What a man.
Yeah.
What a man. I'll tell you what, I've read several books about his life, I've always been impressed by his generosity, his character, and his love for his family. And also, you know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's very, very safe to say Elvis loved America, his family, his fellow man, and Christmas. And I think that especially showed in the music that he gave us.
Right. Well, Elvis was a true believer in loving everybody. You know, you love your family, but you love everybody in the world. I mean, that's the secret. That's what he said, Billy. That's the secret to life, is love everybody.
Well, let me say this, Billy. That carries over into your post on Facebook. I really enjoy reading your post because you're always sharing inspirational stories, a good joke every now and then, and, of course, pictures of you on your motorcycle, which I really love. I just started writing a little over a year ago. I should have done it 20 years ago. I love that.
Well, it's never too late, and at least you're up on two wheels now, so that's great.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too, but I really enjoy reading your Facebook post and your page, and you're a guy next door that I love everything you do on the internet, your post and everything, and I wish I lived a little closer because I sure would love to ride with you sometime.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love it. You know, and thank you. I mean, that's why, you know, people keep asking me to write a book and stuff like that, and I go, why should I do that when I can do it for free on Facebook? You know.
Sure.
That's what I'm here for, is to share inspirational stories about a man that really truly loved everybody.
And I, for one,
that was his message to the world.
Yep. And I'll just tell you, I think I can speak for all of your Facebook followers. I, for one, really appreciate that. I do. Let me ask you one last question, real quick. Was there ever a gift that Elvis received for Christmas that he just thought that was the bee's knees, something he doted on, was really proud of? Just one particular item that stands out. I'm just curious.
I'm trying to remember what year it was. It was somewhere around 74, 75. Somebody gave him a big Bible. I mean, when I say a big Bible, I mean, I'm talking a huge Bible. And he thought that was the best thing, leather bound, and he that was his favorite gift. And he carried it with him on tour everywhere he went. And, I mean, he wrote in it, of course. He always made notes. Elvis read the Bible every day.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us. I was curious about that as I sat down to think about our upcoming interview this afternoon. And that is really amazing. That's something, you know, most people, they look back on their favorite gifts, and it might be a vehicle or, you know, something of monetary value, and Elvis, it was a nice leather-bound Bible. That's pretty impressive.
That's it. I mean, the greatest joy for him was being able to give. He said that's where you get the true feeling of Christmas, is being able to give to people. And so that's why it was always special to him, but he always tried to make every day like that.
Before we go, because I'm not going to keep you too long, I know you're out on the road, held up in traffic because of an accident, but are there any other stories or anything that you'd like to share right now? Is there anything that you'd like to, you know, I've asked you these questions, is there anything that you'd just like to share with us?
Well, I think we could all learn a lot from Elvis if we'd all try to be a little bit more like him. And not in the sense of, you know, not everybody's got the money to be able to give anything, but you can always show people love.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that's what he was all about. And, I mean, if you listen to some of his songs, like Bridge Over Troubled Water, that's what he wanted to be for everybody. He wanted to be the bridge over troubled water.
Hmm.
For everybody.
It's a good analogy. That is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Billy, I'd like to thank you for that final thought, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to speak to you today. We're on the Jason Kirkman Show with an Elvis Presley Christmas, and my guest has been Billy Stanley, the stepbrother of Elvis Presley, who was fortunate enough, blessed enough, to live with Elvis for a number of years in Graceland, and know the man not as the world's greatest entertainer, but as one of the world's best brothers.
Big brother.
Yeah. Absolutely. Billy, that's been so great.
Thank you for having me on the show. If you could send me a link to the show, I'd love to hear it when I can.
Sure.
And I'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody has a Happy New Year.
You too, Billy. Thank you so much. And If I may, I may contact you again later for another interview sometime.
That sounds great. Just anytime, let me know.
Great. Keep making those great posts, and you have a Merry Christmas. Are you spending Christmas with your brothers?
I think I am. I'm still waiting to find out because this year has been kind of bad on my brothers and I since my mom passed away.
Yeah, and I wanted
to spend Christmas either with my brothers or my daughter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Best of luck, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much.
All right, Billy. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Thanks,
you.
Bill. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And with that, it's time for us to wrap up once again. I'm going to leave you with a very heartfelt wish for you for a very Merry Christmas. And I'm going to leave you with my favorite Elvis Presley Christmas song, On a Snowy Christmas Night. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Midnight prayers so softly whispered in a cathedral's candlelight. Bring the message of the holidays on a snowy Christmas night. Holly wreaths and hidden mistletoe, symbols of the season's might. Joyful faces everywhere we go on a snowy Christmas night. Give thanks for all you've been blessed with, and hold your loved ones tight, for you know been good to you on a snowy Christmas night. Mother Nature wears a bridal gown for the world's dressed in white. There's a silent glow that fills the earth on a snowy Christmas night. Give thanks for all you've been blessed with, and hold your loved ones tight.
The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, and they'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Also, from me, Bob, and Mike at 88.9 FM KHII in Cloudcroft, 97.5 FM in Alamogordo, and KTMN 97.9 in Cloudcroft, New Mexico, we all would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.